A few weeks ago, I was talking with a friend of mine. He is a small business owner like I am, and we were talking business, as we do. And he was telling me about one of his competitors who he says is way out of his league, way out of my friend's league, in other words. He was talking about this guy and how successful he is, and he was trying to figure out, what does this guy do that I don't do? What makes him different? And I had never heard of this person before. I'm not in the same niche or the same market as my friend is, so I'm not very up on all of the people, all of the competitors in that niche. But the next day, after I talked to my friend, I happened to fire up one of my favorite podcasts, and lo and behold, this competitor is on this podcast. And as I listened to the interview, I had this amazing light bulb moment. Like, it was seriously one of those moments when you could have seen the light bulb light up over my head had you been standing there, because I realized instantly what it was that made this guy more successful than my friend. And it's simple. He has a framework. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that all of the other top people that I follow, the people who are really successful, and we're talking making 7, 8, even 9 figures in their business, they all have frameworks. This is episode 116 of the Tiny Course Empire podcast. And today I want to talk to you about your framework, what it is, how your framework forms the foundation of your business, whether you want to earn 6 figures or 7 figures or even 9 or 10, how it helps to create a really cohesive course and coaching business, and how you can develop your very own framework.
Welcome to the Tiny Course Empire podcast, a weekly show dedicated to helping you launch and grow your digital course business, even if you don't have a big team or a 6-figure ads budget. We'll help you design smart systems, take consistent action, and achieve massive success on your own terms. Now, here's your host, Cindy Bedar.
Hey, it's Cindy, and thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with me. You'll find the show notes and the recommended resources for this episode at tinycourseempire.com/116. While you're there, be sure to download my clear framework for building your online empire. This step-by-step plan and email course will show you how course creators and how coaches are building thriving online businesses and how you can follow that same process. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. New episodes drop every Monday morning. Next week, we are talking about the habits that are keeping you stuck, including one that you probably think is helpful, but that's actually a huge stumbling block on your path to success. But that is next week. This week is all about frameworks, what they are, how they work, and how you can go about getting your own. So what the heck is a framework, Cindy? What are you even talking about? Well, the way I define a framework is it is the scaffolding that helps to clarify and define an outcome. It's not a detailed step-by-step process, but it's more of a set of guidelines. So you can think of it in terms of other words as well. You could call it an approach. That's the word that I use for it in my clear framework. You could call it a methodology or a recipe or maybe a roadmap or maybe even a formula or a model. And now at this point, you might be thinking that a framework is just another name for a course, but frameworks are really bigger than courses. They're more of an ideology. They're not a detailed set of instructions. They're the overarching philosophy of what you teach, but not necessarily the tactics of it. So they're not the down and dirty tactics. They're more big top-level strategy, if you will. And frameworks are the thing that their creators are known for. So my friend's competitor, he's known for his framework. That is what he does. That's what he talks about. So a framework can be a book that someone writes, or it can be their keynote speech or their brand. It's all they talk about. And sometimes it's all they talk about for decades, as is the case for well-known frameworks like Dave Ramsey's snowball method for debt repayment or David Allen's getting things done. If you are stuck on the hamster wheel of creating new courses and resources every single month so you have something new to sell, you might seriously want to look at how a framework can help stop that. David Allen, for example, is selling books and getting paid to speak about a process that he clarified and refined way back when we were still worried about Y2K. That's how long he's been talking about this very same thing. And I want you to notice that I said that he clarified and refined the process. He did not invent it. In fact, if you take a look at the getting things done decision-making process, it's nothing groundbreaking. You might even say that it's common sense, but it was David Allen who brought it to our attention, and it's David Allen who has been talking about it and selling it ever since. And some of the best examples of frameworks are equally simple and equally common sense. Marie Kondo has built an entire empire just by encouraging you to ask the question, does it spark joy? It does not get any simpler than that when talking about frameworks. Jim Collins, who you may never have heard of, came up with a concept he called the hedgehog concept, which is basically three questions in a Venn diagram that determines what you should build your business around. He asks, what are you passionate about? What are you the best in the world at? And what can you get paid for? Where those three things meet is what your business should be. That's a very simple framework. Mel Robbins has a super simple framework. She calls it the 5-second rule. This is what she claims changed her life. It brought her up out of debilitating anxiety and depression and made her the superstar podcaster, motivational speaker that she is today. And it is a very, very simple framework. So how do you go about creating a framework? I mean, these things, we see them and we think, well, they just, you know, pulled them out of thin air. Or they just fell from the sky, maybe in some sort of miracle. But you can actually create frameworks. And in fact, I would say that you probably already have frameworks. You just don't think of them that way. So what I want you to do is think high level. So if you pulled back on your business, if you went up to, let's call it 30,000 feet and looked down on what you're doing, that's your framework. That's the big picture level that we're talking about. In other words, it's strategy, not tactics. You can ask yourself, if you had to teach your client in 5 steps or less how to achieve their goal, what would you say? That's your framework. So an example of this that I found online from financial coach Tara Jones is, she teaches a financial freedom fast track, and it contains her framework. It's all her framework. So the first step is to get your mindset straight, make a budget, start a savings account, make a debt repayment plan, and improve your financial habits. Those 5 things make up her framework. And those are very simple things. You can find them everywhere. You can find them everywhere online. Every financial coach, every financial blogger, every money person that you talk to online is going to have a similar list of things to do in order to get out of debt. That's a simple, very simple framework. Another one is weight loss coach at No BS Weight Loss. This is Corinne Crabtree. She has what she calls doable hunger, and it is 2 steps. It's 2 questions to ask yourself, am I hungry and have I had enough? That is her entire weight loss framework. Now, obviously, there is more details involved, right? There are more things that Tara Jones teaches about mindset and making a budget and starting a savings account. There are more things that Corinne Crabtree teaches about knowing whether or not you're hungry and if you've had enough to eat and how to plan your meals and all of those things. There are more things. There are more details to know. But this is the framework. This is the box that holds it all together. This is the scaffolding. It's the philosophy that they are teaching. That's how simple a framework can be. Now, I've talked to some coaching clients who say, okay, but I teach this thing that everybody teaches. I teach this established step-by-step process. Well, so does Tara Jones, right? She teaches an established process for how to get out of debt. It's very simple. There is a process for getting out of debt. There's not a lot of wiggle room in there for teaching new things, right? So what makes your framework different from anybody else's? How do you differentiate yourself? Well, number one thing is the story behind it. So if we look at Tara Jones, her story of paying off $60,000 in debt following her own framework is what makes that more appealing to people. The same thing for Corinne Crabtree. She lost 100 pounds following her own framework. That makes her teaching, her courses, her membership, everything that she creates based on this framework makes it much more appealing to people because she has the story behind it. That also includes the way you speak about it and how you explain it to other people, because that's important as well. The marketing message that you use, the audience that you speak to about it, and the words that you use with them and how you deliver the information to them all has an impact on whether or not your framework is looked at as just something that everyone else teaches or something that is unique to you. And remember, David Allen didn't create anything that's unique to him. He just clarified and refined it for a specific audience. And you can do the same thing, even if the framework that you are teaching, even if what you are building your business upon is something that a million other people are doing, is something that's based on an established process, an established step-by-step process that exists and that everybody already knows about. You can still create a framework around that and make it your own. How do you do that? Well, you make it memorable. What's more memorable than doable hunger or does it spark joy? I mean, those things are like unforgettable, right? They're just so unique to the creator. And again, they didn't create the process, but they created the name for it. They made it memorable. So give your framework a name, give it a personality, give it a brand, write the stories behind it. That's what's going to set you apart from other people who are all teaching the same thing. Now, if you are intrigued by the idea of creating a framework, and I hope you are, and you can see how it's going to uplevel your business, then I'd really love for you to join me for my brand new course, The Framework Formula. Inside, I am covering everything you need to know about developing your framework, including how to uncover your unique ideas, how to market your framework, and how to turn even the simplest of ideas into a thriving business, even if your framework is something that everybody knows and everybody talks about everywhere. Now, this is a hybrid training, which means that the first 5 lessons are ready right now inside your course portal. It's not officially on sale yet, but since you're listening to the podcast, I'm going to give you the link and you can go ahead and jump in. Now, there is a final live workshop style lesson scheduled for next week. Well, it's next week if you're listening to this in real time. Anyway, it is happening on July 30th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, U.S. And if you can't make it live, don't worry. We will, of course, record that final live workshop lesson so you can watch at any time that is convenient for you. You can find out more about the course. It's called The Framework Formula at tinycourseempire.com/framework, or I will drop the link in the show notes as well. If you're listening to this podcast after July 30th, then this course is no longer available for sale, but I do want to encourage you to go ahead and grab that clear framework e-course and cheat sheet from the podcast page, tinycourseempire.com/116. Go ahead and grab that. That's going to put you on my email list and you will be the first to know when I run this training live again. Now, I would love to hear from you. Click over to tinycourseempire.com/116 and leave me a comment. Tell me about your framework. What is it you teach? Or is this an entirely new idea to you that you've never thought of? I'd love to know that as well. And could you do me a favor? If you are enjoying the show, would you pop over to Apple Podcasts or wherever it is you're listening and leave me a rating and review? That helps the algorithms know that you value this content, so they will show it to more people, and that is the best way to help us grow. That's it for me this week. I will be back next week with my best advice for habits that are keeping you stuck. Have a terrific rest of your day, and I will talk to you all next week. If you like what you hear on the Tiny Course Empire podcast, you're going to love all of the courses and workshops and support you'll find inside Six Figure Systems. That's my monthly program where we dig into online marketing for regular people like you and me. We don't do big launches, we don't have the big headaches, and we don't have the big expenses that come with them. Instead, we focus on creating repeatable, sustainable systems that continue to grow over time and that don't suck up all of our energy or require a 10-person team to manage. You can come see what we're all about at sixfiguresystems.com, and I'll see you on the inside.